Sebastian Vettel has wrapped up the championship already. I wanted to pick both of your brains about who would be the champion of champions in some different aspects of racing. So get ready. This is a quick fire round. You're not allowed to pause, hesitate, or confer. So I will say a characteristic of who could potentially be the best of the best. You need to give me the name of who you think that is. So we'll start with the former world or the world champion who has the best personality. James, you'll start.
Personality for me equals charisma, and the answer is Senna.
Jenson Button.
Oh, most clinical.
Most clinical between Clark, Prost, and Vettel, I would probably give it to Alain Prost.
Jackie Stewart. I worked with him, and he does a he's so clinical.
Gary, who would be the most fun?
Without a doubt, that's easy. James Hunt.
James Hunt would be right up there. And Graham Hill, Damon Hill's father, was a very great character.
Biggest ladies' man, James.
Well, all of them, I think. That's what part of the qualities of being a racing driver. I would say Fernando Alonso would be quite high up, and Nelson Piquet as well.
Again, I worked with him, James Hunt, I'm afraid.
Who would be the fastest? And I'm referring to speed.
Ayrton Senna on a one lap, phenomenal.
Senna, no question.
Practical joker, Gary.
Nelson Piquet.
Second time in a row, I agree with him. Piquet was legendary for his practical jokes, particularly often at Nigel Mansell's expense.
Best when it comes to the technical aspect of Formula One.
Funnily enough, I'm going to say Mansell. When I spoke to Patrick Head about Prost's qualities, he said, yeah, very, very good, but nothing compared to Nigel, who was a trained engineer. People underestimate Nigel in that sense.
No, I would go with Alan Prost. I did work with him for one test when he joined McLaren, and just phenomenal.
Fittest driver.
Michael Schumacher. He raised the bar absolutely when he came in from where Senna had taken it to, and all of the drivers today are trying to match that level.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that. It's not only physical fitness, it's actually mental fitness. He brought mental fitness to Formula One.
Most determined.
Sebastian Vettel, without doubt. I mean, he just has that focus that's going to take him there.
Yeah, Vettel definitely high up there, but the most determined person I've ever met in my life is Nigel Mansell. I wrote his autobiography with him. I've never met anybody like him. He'd go through a brick wall to achieve something.
Work ethic.
Vettel, I think. He's taken on from Schumacher, who was exceptional in that side, who took it on from Senna. But from everything I hear about Vettel, outstanding work ethic.
Yeah, I'd go for Alan Prost again for the same reasons. Everything he'd done was about making sure everything was right for him to win.
And finally, the best.
Jim Clark. Drove everything that he got into and won in everything he got into. Not only Formula One cars. At that time of his career, it was just you get in a car, you race it and you win.
Yeah, my dad raced with Clark. He was friends with him. He was exceptional in everything he drove. It's a shame the modern drivers don't get to do that. But for me, the best Formula One driver ever has to be Ayrton Senna.